Phil, house washing.
Hey, Phil, Matt, Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Good.
Good, good. Hey, I sent you a video the other day. Did you get a chance
to watch it? I didn't get a chance to look at it yet, no. Okay. I talked to somebody yesterday because I got a text or email. I forgot where I got it from, but it sent me the other guy I talked to Wednesday night. He's going to try another route and try to do a phone call verification, but okay. I got a pin code and they got that, so I don't know. They're just waiting to see if that went through or not, and let me know if that went through.
Yeah. If not, it's so easy with that video where it shows you how to just go into the state right there and then do a DBA. It's super easy to do. Like, and you'll have it instantaneous. That's how quick it is too. So, but yeah, that will be the last ditch resort, you know, to just get a quick DBA for the business, you know. So you can still keep your, you know, LLC, whatever name you want. We can just always do a DBA. And it's easy to do.
Well, I was also thinking if I get going on this stuff, I might just change and just get an LLC for this one later on.
You see why they have to have stuff legit though, right? I mean, for us to grow,
they changed a lot. It used to be a lot easier back when I did my other
business, anybody and their grandmother used to be able to get on Google. Now it's like, you know, you can't. You got to be a legit business, right? You can't. You know, you can't just.
I just figured if I had my phone number and everything matched, it'd be okay. But I guess they want you to be hooked up some kind of document.
And you know, and maybe that didn't get translated as good as on my end. I don't know. You know, like I try to do the best I can, but you know, obviously you got to have your business name on something so that we can get it done. Sometimes though, like, you know, like I mentioned, cause you know, you kept saying the business card, you know, a lot of times we are able when it's not a reactivation or you got closed down by them on the front end. Sometimes we're able to do it with like business cards, like a picture of the truck and tools and stuff like that. Like a, you know, just giving them a bunch of different pictures and that tends to work, you know.
Funny is I never even got put on there in the first place, and they just automatically suspended it without even putting my page up.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like as soon as I went to verify it, it went straight to suspended. I'm like, okay.
Okay. You did get a text message. I'm reading it right now. We're currently trying to update your domain name server so we can make your website live. Based on the WHOIS records, your domain is registered with GoDaddy. So the changes need to be done there, not through WordPress. Can you please share the GoDaddy?
I already sent those documents because I wanted, because I did my other website, you know, through GoDaddy or HostGator or whatever, but it's just easier. WordPress is a lot easier to build your website on. So I had my DHS. It was connected to WordPress from GoDaddy. So I don't know what happened there either, because I would try it on the other day and it told me to update my DHS from the GoDaddy side to connect to the WordPress.
Yeah. So worst case scenario, you'll have to create that DBA. And then, like I said, I sent you a good, like I spent a few hours trying to like find something to, you know, make it easy for you. Right. And the DBA to set it up is on that YouTube video, and it's super easy. You just go onto the portal, the state portal, and it literally walks you through it on the YouTube video. So you can just follow it step by step.
Yeah.
So that'll be worth
it. Yeah, they'll probably want me to do an EIN number since I do a DBA, so it's a pain, but
But I mean, you can use you already have an EIN number, right?
No, my everything goes under LLC's EIN. So every time I get paid, it goes straight to my LLC's account.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah. You probably could just use the EIN number that you already have for your LLC for your DBA. I wonder if you're allowed to use the EIN number for...
Well, it's not connected to it, though. The EIN for my LLC is its own EIN, so there's no connection to any of the DBAs.
Yeah. I don't think that, like, I don't know if the EIN number is going to be, like, so important to, like, as long as you can just get a name on something, like, official, like a DBA, like, without having to put an EIN and all that stuff in it, then I think we should be okay. But if they ask you to use the EIN number, I wonder if you could just use that LLC EIN number on your DBA as well.
I try to do that. That's funny. Uh-huh. I try to do it with my other business, and they say you know, every time you do a separate entity, you got to open up a different EIN for each one. And the only problem with that is you got to go in there like every quarter and just update and file it every quarter. And it's just, you got zero, pretty much zero out of everything because you're not selling anything. You're not selling any product. So, fun for my accountant.
Yeah, I hear you. But we're going to get through it. At least we're dedicated, you know? That's the one thing I can tell you about our team is, you know, we fight through it no matter what, you know? So, but let's see.
Anyway, they should have, I sent them over my GoDaddy credentials, so they should have that. So they should be good to go to. I tried updating it myself, so I don't know if it's gone through or not, but I tried to go on the DHS numbers over on Google. I went in there and hit the update button to update the numbers or whatever. So I don't know if that worked or not, but they're welcome to try it. And I just rather you guys just kind of work off my website that's on WordPress instead of going through, straight through GoDaddy.
Well, your GoDaddy is hosting
that's
your
my,
domain
yeah, my host.
Name. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why they have to use that. It's registered, like your domain name is hosted with GoDaddy. So unless we unless you want to change your domain name and move it to a different hosting place rather than GoDaddy, right? That can be like use WordPress. I think that's the reasoning why. So
my other website is the same. It's not the same way. It goes through HostGator, GoDaddy, and then the DHS connects GoDaddy to the WordPress website.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me have the team look at it. When they call you back though, they can definitely figure it out with you. And like I said, they're really good at all this stuff. So their job's to kind of
Just have the website team call me, and I can talk them through what I do with my other one. That's kind of how I want to.
Sure.
WordPress is a lot easier to use.
But like I said, I just wanted to keep on top of you. You know, we do what I can on my end. You know, so. But worst case scenario, like I said, just be ready to do a DBA if Google wants to keep fighting. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, sir. Well, have a great rest of your day. Go get some success out there, and we'll talk soon. Okay, Phil.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Thanks so much, sir. All right. Bye bye.